Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, June 7, 2010. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to be serving and to be conducting this meeting this evening. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Rich Wisely from the Mountain Vista Bible Church, and he will be followed by our Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Scout David Seams from Troop 301. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, on behalf of those gathered in this room, we give you thanks for the opportunity to openly call upon your sovereign will and guidance in these proceedings today. We rejoice in the fact that the leaders who serve our community do so with the humility and understanding that apart from your divine consent, all human endeavors will fail. Lord, the mantle of leadership is difficult at times. Therefore, we pray for clarity and wisdom for these men and women as they attempt to make good and just decisions for our community during these difficult times. We ask that you protect His Honor the mayor, these councilmen and women, the administrative staff, and all of the elected and appointed officials of this city against discouragement and a lack of vision. Send forth your spirit to bring clarity and to preserve unity and integrity in all that is said and done here today. Father, you instruct your people to pray for and submit to the authorities who rule over them. Therefore, we lift these men and women up to you this evening in order that you would see that we are indeed faithful to your word and a community that seeks your blessing and will. Bless the family members of these servants and watch over them as these men and women commit time here away from their own loved ones. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to commit this time to you this evening. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Thank you. Please be seated. At the beginning of our meetings, we had the opportunity to recognize citizens who have done great service in our city or have accomplished great things. And in the case tonight, we have both things. We recently went through a light rail stakeholder process, which was, I think, a model for citizen involvement and participation. We'll be saying a lot more about that, and we'd like to invite Mike James from our transportation department.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. It's great to be here tonight to recognize a great group of individuals. As you know, last September, the Council formed the Central Mesa Light Rail Stakeholder Advisory Committee. The purpose of this committee was really to receive input from the property and business owners along the alignment where stations should be located, to really define what our street configuration should be, as well as several urban design components of the future light rail extension. The committee represented 40 members of very interested and eager business owners, property owners, residents who were interested in moving this initiative forward in our city. The vice mayor did a superlative job of leading this group from October through April, and we got some great input through this process. I think everyone worked together well. We received great input, and really this community is moving forward in a way that's going to preserve the uniqueness and specialness of our downtown area. I think it's fair to say the staff was a little apprehensive about this large of a group, but as we've seen, this group really produced and did an outstanding job. As a matter of fact, we had a dozen members that attended every meeting, as well as another 12 that only missed one meeting, so the turnout and attendance was great. Last but not least, I'd also like to recognize the First United Methodist Church. They are very gracious in allowing us to use their space for a meeting, so we appreciate their help and contribution to the light rail effort. This time, I'd like to introduce John Ferry, Director of Government and Community Relations with Metro, to say a few words as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Mayor, members of the council, on behalf of Metro and its Chief Executive Officer, Steve Banta, who couldn't be here this evening, he's out of town on business, we'd definitely like to thank the committee members who served for that time and the input that they received. You may know that community involvement has been a tradition at Metro. We've involved the community in everything from the Metro name all the way through the art at the stations on the existing alignment. That's the Central Mesa Extension certainly continues that tradition. And I think, in fact, we could say that this stakeholders committee basically reset the bar for community involvement along the alignment. The actions and the participation and the collaboration of those at those committee meetings provided input that will truly positively integrate light rail into the community in Mesa. As an agency, we look forward to continuing some of those relationships, if not all those relationships, as we move into design and ultimately construction. I'd like to point out special thanks to the Vice Mayor, Jones. He serves on the Metro Board as its vice chairman, and his leadership and participation in that committee was very, very valuable to us, as I'm sure it was to the committee itself. Thank you.
Vice Mayor Jones.
All right. Thank you very much. This was really quite the experience. And after all the committee members went through that wonderful, torturous beginning of all the legal whatnot of what we can and can't do and open meeting law and all the things that they were thrilled to hear, I'm sure. They were really anxious to get into the meat of the whole project. And it was a great, great time. I truly appreciate those who were so dedicated in participating, coming out so regularly. It was gratifying to see how much they were willing to give of their time, their input, and to really work together with so many people. It was a large group, but worked very, very well, and I'm so appreciative of what was done. I also want to take time to thank Jody Sorrell from staff, who spent so much time working on it, putting together Tad and John Wolf, and I better stop because there's so many who helped put this together to make it work, and I'm going to miss somebody, so I better stop. But it was a great experience, but it accomplished a lot of what we need to do to move forward with bringing light rail through Mesa, through the downtown area. And so to all of you, I truly express my appreciation, and I look forward to completing the project. Although it's years down the road to completion, we've taken a tremendous step to get where we are tonight, and after action tonight, we can really move forward even more. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. And I'd like to echo my appreciation to all that were involved. This is really a big deal to get people involved in at this scale. And I got to give you a little bit of background as to what happens. Generally, when you have these kind of advisory boards, the mayor is tasked with making the appointments. And when we opened it up and said, we'd like to have an advisory board, we'd like to include everybody who's interested along the light rail route, we knew there would be a fairly large number of people involved. We had no idea there would be the significant number of people who really wanted to be involved. So as we're sitting there trying to narrow down the list, my chief of staff, Kathy McDonald, came in here just exasperated to my office and said, I don't know where to cut. And so being the bold leader that I am and exhibiting the strong decision-making skills that I have developed over the years, I said, let's leave them all in there. I punted because I couldn't make a decision as to who was in and who was out. And we went to the vice mayor and we said, you've got a chicken for a mayor, because he can't say no to any of these people. And the reason was there were so many good people who wanted to be involved, and we knew this was important. But it's a huge task to ask somebody to really lead a group of 30-plus people versus a small group of maybe 12 to 15 people, knowing that all these people would have very strong opinions, which we really enjoyed. They would, but secondly, would be very willing to share those strong opinions, which sometimes isn't the easiest thing in the world. And I will say that Vice Mayor said, absolutely, if they're all interested, let's bring them all in. And he really did a great job in not managing, that's a bad word, but in bringing this group together, allowing people to participate and to feel as though they were truly part of a great process. And the staff for making people feel like their opinion mattered. I think the impressive thing was at the end of the day, there was like basically secret ballots for some of these suggestions. And to find that there was this disparate group who you expected to be all over the place and were given all options, came to a consensus or near consensus in most everything, tells you that they really put a lot of thought. They were allowed to air their opinions and to debate different alternatives. And at the end of the day, you know, when facts came out and reasonings and rationale were really aired, I think we have a great plan, which we're going to be acting upon tonight. So I appreciate all those who showed up, who became involved, staff, and especially Vice Mayor Jones, who really did a great job in taking what was not an easy task given to him by me. So thank you for saving me. That's what you're meant to do. So, Mike, if you'd come up, and would now like to invite those who are here from the committee to come up, and Mike will give you some instructions right now.
Absolutely. When I read your name, please come up here. We'll get your we'll give you your certificate and get a picture with all of you and the mayor and vice mayor. Kathy Adams. Okay, I'll keep going. Virginia Aguero. Denny Barney, Steve Bass, Bill Berry, George Bliss, Robert Britton, Dan Brock, Robert Bergemeyer, Mark Butterfield. Yeah, stay here, we'll get you. Susan Clark, David Crummy, Freddie Curry, Augie Gastelum, Jeff Gunnell, Robin Harris, Dan Hardig, Steve Akita, Irving Kozinets, Victor Linoff, Vernon Mathern, Walt McIver, Jeff Naylor, George Noderpool, Sharon Olson, Derek Partridge, Wayne Pomeroy, John Richards, Crystal Russell, Cameron Sologi, Laurent Teichman, Susan Triptrini, Brian Watkins, Sean Webster, Heidi Young, Ron Young, and Michael Young. Again, thank you very much.
There we go. Deep squeezing, huh? Come on up, turn sideways a little bit. That'll get us up closer. Scoot up. Scrunch.
We have one more presentation this evening, and we'd like to welcome back to the other side, see how you feel now being on that side of the podium, Vice Mayor Claudia Walters with Linda Haskell and Yvonne Harrell from the Mesa United Way. So, Claudia, welcome.
Thank you, Mayor, Vice Mayor, Council members. It's a privilege to be here tonight on behalf of Mesa United Way. I want to specifically recognize two city employees tonight who were the employee campaign leaders here at the city, but I want to recognize also the many, many people in the city structure who in the city family who donated to United Way this year. As everyone knows, it has been a very difficult economy for several years. We know that there have been reductions in force and that people feel nervous and feel nervous about giving away their money. And yet, while times are tough, the demands for service go up. So I really want to thank all of the city employees. But specifically tonight, I want to recognize Danielle Darnell and Glenn Gorky. If you would come up, please. They are being recognized for doing an outstanding job in raising almost $170,000 for United Way, which, as we all know, is a really tough go in this economy. So you have done an outstanding job. Thank you. And on behalf of grateful citizens of Mesa, we appreciate your work and hope you're going to double it next year. Thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations, and thanks to all. Thanks to all who participate in Mesa United Way, and especially City of Mesa staff. One more item before we move on. Recognize a special person in our audience, Representative Robert Mesa. That's you. Welcome. Representative Mesa is a representative in the Arizona State House of Representatives and a good friend of cities in the City of Mesa, so thanks for being here. We'll now move on to the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 6A, act on liquor license from Mark Center of Mesa Incorporated, one-day event on June 15th, 525 West Brown Road. Item 6B, act on liquor license for El Taro Dorado Bar, 111 South Dobson Road, Suite 109. Item 6C, act on liquor license for CVS Pharmacy, 9152 East Brown Road. Item 6D, act on liquor license for CVS Pharmacy, 5954 East McDowell Road. Item 6E, act on liquor license for Walmart Marketside, 7561 East Baseline Road. Item 6F, act on liquor license for P&M, 2737 North Power Road. Item 6G, act on liquor license for Shell 76, 756 West Southern Avenue. Item 6H, act on liquor license for Azucar, 1440 South Country Club Drive, Suite 3. Item 7A, act on contract to purchase 23 laptops for facilities maintenance department. Item 7B, act on contract to purchase one replacement mobile bomb command vehicle. This is fully funded by the Federal Homeland Security Grant Program. Item 7C, act on contract to purchase DNA crime lab supplies. Item 7D, act on term contract for fertilizers for Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 7E, act on term contract for fire hose for fire department. Item 7F, act on dollar limit increase to term contract for replacement Badger fire system water meters. Item 7G, act on dollar limit increase to term contract for reduced pressure principal backflow prevention assemblies. Item 7H has been deleted. Item 7I, act on renewal of term contract for traffic paint for transportation department. Item 7J, act on contract for two replacement black and white photocopier network printers. Item 7K, act on contract for real-time adaptive traffic signal system, Superstition Springs small area, completely funded with a federal congestion mitigation and air quality transportation improvements grant. Item 7L, act on contract for water meter assembly rehabilitation, funding available in the tentative fiscal year 10-11 water bond capital program. Item 7M, Act on Contract for Southeast Water Reclamation Plant Security Improvements, 6308 East Baseline Road. Funding available in the tentative fiscal year 10-11 Wastewater Bond Capital Program. Item 7N, Act on Contract for Falcon Field Airport South Hangar Area Pavement Replacement. Funding available in the tentative fiscal year 10-11 Falcon Field Airport Capital Program. Item 7O, Act on Contract for Utility Locating and Potholing by Vacuum Extraction. Item 7P, Act on Contract for City Well 8 and 9 Discharge Lines to Pasadena Reservoir, 6th Street in Pasadena. Funding available in the tentative fiscal year 10-11 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 7Q, Act on Air Conditioning and Evaporative Cooler Replacements. Item 8, Introduction of the Following Ordinances and Setting June 21st, 2010 as the date of the public hearing on them. Item 8A, Introduction of Ordinance Modifying Rates for Natural Gas Utility Services. Item 8B, Introduction of Ordinance Modifying Rates for Water Utility Services. Item 8C, Introduction of Ordinance Modifying Rates for Wastewater Utility Services. Item 8D, Introduction of Ordinance Modifying Rates for Solid Waste Utility Services. Item 8E, Introduction of Ordinance Modifying Fees and Charges for Utility Customers. Item 8F, Introduction of Ordinance Modifying Terms and Condition for Sale of Utilities. Item 8G, Introduction of Ordinance Amending Title 5, Chapter 10 of Mesa City Code to Adopt Tax Rate for Wastewater Services. Item 8H, Introduction of Ordinance Amending Title 5, Chapter 3, Chapter 7, and Chapter 11 of Mesa City Code to Modify Fees and Charges for Park and Swap, Auctioneers, Pawnbrokers, Scrap Metal Dealers, Secondhand Dealers, and Teenage Dance Halls. Item 8I, Introduction of Ordinance Modifying Fees and Charges for Revenue Collections Operation of Business Services Department. Item 8J, Introduction of Ordinance Regarding Z10-10 to Allow Development of a Freeway Landmark Monument Sign, 1455 South Power Road. Item 8K, Introduction of Ordinance Regarding A07-36, Annexing Land on Pueblo Avenue West of Crisman Road. Item 8L, Introduction of Ordinance Regarding Z10-13, 9828 East Pueblo Avenue, Rezoning on Annexed Property. Item 8M, Introduction of Ordinance Regarding Z10-14, 9828 East Pueblo Avenue, Rezoned from Manufactured Home Park. Item 9A, Act on Resolution Approving Intergovernmental Agreement with East Valley Cities for Creation and Participation in the East Valley Domestic Violence Review Team. Item 9B, Act on Resolution Approving Grants Application to Support Safety Education for Smoke Alarms in 3,000 Homes in Mesa. Item 9C, Act on Resolution Approving Grant Application to Support Mesa Police Youth Programs. Item 9D, Act on Resolution Approving Grant Application to Launch New Pediatric and Adolescent Weight Management and Diabetes Education at Cardin Children's Medical Center. Item 9E, Act on Resolution Approving Grant Application to Purchase 12-Passenger Van to Transport Homeless Women for iHelp. Item 9F, Act on Resolution Approving Grant Application for Assistance League East Valley to Continue Volunteer Services for Multiple Philanthropic Programs in the East Valley. Item 9G, Act on Resolution Approving Grant Application by Aguila Youth Leadership for Programs at Westwood High School and Carson Elementary School. Item 9H, Act on Resolution Approving Grant Application by A New Leaf for Renovations at Mesa Community Action Network Building. Item 9I, Act on Resolution Approving Grant Agreement for Mesa Police Department Major Felon Squad. Item 9J, Act on Resolution Approving Grant Agreement for 2 Victim Services Specialists and 1 Domestic Violence Intervention Specialist for Police Department. Item 9L, Act on Resolution Approving Scalloped Street Assessment Laws for Roadway Improvements on Signal Butte Road, north of Elliott. Item 9M, Act on Resolution Extinguishing Public Utilities Easement at 2966 East Norris Street. Item 9N has been deleted. Item 10A, Act on Ordinance Amending Various Sections of Mesa City Code, Traffic Modifications for Speed Limits. Item 10B, Act on Ordinance Regarding Z10-06, 945 North Center Street, Historic Landmark Overlay for Fitch Farmhouse. Item 11A, Act on Subdivision Plat, 1st Mesa Commerce Park, Phase 1, 9602 East Elliott. And Item 11B, Act on Subdivision Plat, 1st Mesa Commerce Park, Phase 2, 9602 East Elliott. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Someone get him a drink of water. Thank you, Kevin.
I have a question.
Councilmember Higgins.
Before you leave, item 7H, did we remove, was that deleted? I missed it. Okay, thank you.
Yes, 7H was deleted. Removed from the agenda, not from the consent agenda, the entire agenda. Okay. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to remove an item from the consent agenda from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Okay. Entertain a motion. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh and a second from Councilmember Summers to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The consent agenda is approved. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is item 3, conduct a public hearing concerning the home rule adjustment to the state expenditure limitation. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor. Are
there any comments or questions from the council? There being none, declare the public hearing closed. Item number 4, conduct a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2010-11 budget plan. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. Any questions or comments from the council? There being none, declare the public hearing closed. Item number 5, take action on the adoption of the tentative proposed fiscal year 2010-11 budget plan. Vice Mayor Jones.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. I hereby move that we tentatively adopt the legal 3-page budget for the City of Mesa for the fiscal year 2010-11 in the amount of $902,983,851 for the operating portion and $232,886,305 for the scheduled bond capital improvement for a total city budget appropriation of $1,135,870,156.
We have a motion from Vice Mayor Jones, and we have a second from Councilman Kavanaugh. Any discussion? Reminder to everyone, this is the maximum budget. This is not the final budget, but this is the maximum amount that the city will be able to spend next year. So a final action on the other budget will come in, or for the final budget will come in a couple weeks, 2 weeks. There being no discussion, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. Item number 5 is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 9K. Approving station locations and traffic configurations for the Central Mesa Light Rail Transit Extension and financial commitment for the operation of the extension. I have a potential conflict of interest on this item, and therefore I'll recuse myself from the discussion and voting. Vice Mayor Jones will take over. Vice Mayor.
All right, thank you. This is to discuss the station locations for the light rail we've previously spoken of. We're going to turn time over right now to Wolf Grote for Metro Rail to go over some of the configuration issues.
Yeah. Mayor Smith, members of the City Council, as you know, we've been working over the past year to further define the light rail project as it extends from its current end of line just east of Dobson Road to its next end of line just to the east of the downtown area, east of Mesa Drive. There's really three things specifically that we would like to touch on this evening that we're seeking your action on. First of all, the station locations, to define those. Secondly, the street configuration for the entire stretch. And then finally, the financial commitment to provide for operations of this light rail project. And this is an important item because the federal government, as they're reviewing our project, is very interested in the level of commitment that the City of Mesa is making and that this region is making to this light rail project. First off, to talk about station locations, there are 4 stations that are being recommended as part of this project. As we start from the west end, the first station would be located immediately east of Alma School. I should mention that the initial staff recommendation for this site was to the west of Alma School, and as a result of further conversation last week at the study session of City Council, kind of went ahead here. The result of the study session discussion that the recommendation was moved from west to east of Alma School. The other 3 stations still remain the same, east of Country Club, immediately east of Center, and then immediately east of Mesa Drive, and that location would also be in conjunction with a park and ride site in that vicinity, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. The other important consideration is the traffic configuration, and we really are recommending two different configurations. From our current end of line to Country Club, we are looking to continue the same cross-section that exists to the west. That would be two lanes of traffic and a bicycle lane. There would no longer be parking on the street, and that is the recommendation for west of Country Club. As we get east of Country Club, we are looking at a different configuration, really to respond to the different needs of the downtown area, to maintain parking as well as to hold the existing curb line as best as we can. And the recommendation is for a single through lane in each direction for automobiles, and a left turn lane where it's needed at signalized intersections throughout the downtown area between Mesa Drive and Country Club. One of the things that came out of the study session last week was a question about what's happening more specifically east of Mesa Drive. And in an effort to touch on that, we thought we'd have a couple notes here. First of all, the station itself will be located immediately east of Mesa Drive. One of the things that's important to us at the end of line, in every case, currently as well as in the future, is to locate a place to store vehicles on a temporary basis as we operate our system throughout the day. So what we are proposing, and see if it comes up here, is to continue the end of the line immediately east of Hobson. It would actually extend about 300 feet east of Hobson, because that's really the first opportunity that we have to store a three-car train. And we don't often run three-car trains, but after major events and such, we will have a three-car train. And so we, in discussing this with the city, recognized that we really couldn't have a station very well in the block an end of line occurring with storage between Le Sueur and Hobson, that we were trying to keep that area clean and open. And so we are recommending that the storage area would be immediately east of Hobson. However, on a more daily basis, we do have enough room for a two-car storage that would be immediately east of our current station location and just to the west of Le Sueur. In each case, we're not stopping trains in that block between Le Sueur and Hobson. The next thing that we also have to consider in this stretch, and that we have this also in other locations to the west as well, is we have to locate a traction power substation. This is where our light rail system receives its power from, and that's very strategically located to maximize the power output along the tracks. And so we are actually continuing to look at four general locations that are shown on the slide that's up on the screen right now. A couple of them would be in between Le Sueur and Mesa Drive, potentially in conjunction with a park and ride, or we're also looking at a couple of locations just immediately east of Hobson, both north and south of the street there. And then finally, the another very important part of our project is the park and ride at the end of line, as I mentioned in a slide a couple moments ago. This park and ride, as we've continued to define what this project needs to be, this park and ride, we see the demand for at least 500 parking spaces in this area. So we're looking to configure a site that accommodates those 500 spaces. Now, the green area that's on the slide right now, up on the screen, identifies our general study area. We do not need all of this land for parking. We need about 5 acres. What you're seeing here is probably more than twice that. So if we're to do parking all on a surface level, we are looking at a little bit less than half of that area. So that is a discussion that is ongoing. We do not have resolution to that. We're not asking for action on that today, but that's a continuing discussion that will be occurring here over the summer months. So what we're doing here is, as far as continuing, this of course is a major milestone today, but we are going to be continuing to define the light rail project over the next months as we head into the engineering phase. And not only are we going to be working on engineering, but it's also very important that we continue to actively engage the community as we make some key decisions that are yet ahead of us in the months ahead. Specifically, something that started already is that we're trying to develop a business assistance plan once construction begins to make sure that we minimize the impacts of the construction phase and maximize the opportunity for businesses within the downtown area. Secondly, this summer, pending the approval by the Federal Transit Administration to move into our next phase called project development. We anticipate starting our engineering contract. We're negotiating with a consulting firm as we speak, and we hope to be able to award that contract in July. As I mentioned a moment ago, the park and ride is something else that we really need to bring to resolution. We want to be working very actively over the summer months on the configuration of that park and ride lot. And we'll be working with the community to configure that lot before we make a recommendation there. And as we head towards the fall, we'll be looking more closely at, well, actually, we have been looking at our environmental assessment. We've been analyzing a number of environmental factors, and we anticipate completing the environmental studies for public review as well as for review by the Federal Transit Administration by the end of this year. Also during that same time frame in the fall, we'll be defining those sites for the traction power substations, but we really need the engineering consultant to be on board before we can define those particular sites. And then finally, just make one note here, because I know there's a lot of interest in this, that once we have environmental clearance, then we will be in a position where we can start the land acquisition process wherever it's necessary in this area. For example, for the park and ride, and in some cases we have smaller pieces of land along the way that we're going to need. We will also, once we get the environmental clearance, we will also be in a position to be able to start utility relocations. But neither of those can happen until after that step. So with that, that's where we are at this point. I'd be happy to entertain any questions by the council, if you have any.
All right. Well, thank you. The understanding that the initial recommendation for station locations had the Alma School Station on the west side of the street, and there was some questions by council members. And those recommendations, the initial recommendations, were in line with what the stakeholder committee had worked on. And it was interesting that the three eastern stations were very overwhelmingly, not 100%, but very strongly in line together to have those three stations where they were. The Alma School was more split. Mm-hmm. And the questions raised by council members in spreading out away further from Sycamore and also development possibilities and enticements, so to speak, because you know that wherever the station is, it has more potential and help. So with that discussion that we had as a council, the recommendation has now changed to move that particular station to the east of Alma School. And it's important also to note that the properties that are affected because of moving that station east are still the same properties that were going to be affected whether it was on east or west. It's not affecting any other properties but the ones that were already impacted because the station was on the west side. And that's an important element that people need to understand. Changing the station is not going, it will have more impact on those that are already impacted, but it will not impact other properties that were not already identified. So that's a critical element in that change of location. Questions? Alex?
Thank you. I appreciate the presentation. Very professional. I think the process up to now has been wonderful. A lot of good input. Can't say enough good things about it. I think it's critical, especially under your timeline for, excuse me, end of this summer and into 2011, how we handle the land acquisition and positioning of the park and rides and also the utility locations. And had some feedback. Since this has been such a positive process so far, I'd hate to see that marred towards the end. I know we'll be doing the best you can with the professional staff to see how we can handle that. I know there's some concerns, and Look forward to seeing how those processes will come forward. I presume this will come to council as far as land acquisition, utility locations for some sort of approval process in the future towards 2011?
For the power traction stations and park and ride, that will all be our decision here.
Okay, good. And then we've given every opportunity for folks in those areas to come and have public comment. We look forward to any kind of input and participation in the future, and I hope folks won't miss that opportunity to be able to, you know, make this a completely positive experience as we go through. So thank you, Mr. Wolf. Thank you, Vice Mayor.
Any other comments? All right. Do we have a motion? Oh, well, I do have someone who would like to make comments. Sorry about that. Thank you, Mayor. Jack Isaacson. You have 3 minutes. Come up, state your name and address, and give us your comments.
Hi, Jack Isaacson, 2046 West 2nd Street, Mesa. I've retired from the Department of Transportation and Planning in Washington, mostly in navigation safety programs. However, I want to just mention that there is an Arctic program out of Anaheim to build a high-speed train to Phoenix. They've already got $3 billion set aside to start the project, the first one going to Oakland, the second one going to Vegas, and the third one coming here in about 8 years. Right now we have a transportation plan that has trains like Amtrak coming to Maricopa, but no way to get from Maricopa to here. We have an airport going Mesa Gateway, and no transportation from Gateway to get out here. When you keep expanding the city one way and losing the other way, what we need to do is to look at getting the link to go down to Williams Gateway or the ASU campus area. Basically, we can't have dead ends. We need an intermodal connection in the whole system and rail. And I think some people in different places aren't putting all the pieces together. That's my only comment, and good luck with the thing. Thank you.
And in that aspect, we probably couldn't agree with you more, because we would like to be able to get the link down to Gateway. Scott.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Since that's my area, I will say the link won't extend, but there will be a power road bus, and that's starting in January. So there will be a connection to Gateway, MCC, Red Mountain Campus. All that will connect with the link. So the connections are coming together. They're painfully slow, as I've been quoted as saying, and that's because of the budget. But as the revenue is generated, we are making those connections, and we are willing. And another interesting study, to your point, sir, is the MAG study on commuter rail, which I think you'd find is very good reading, because the Gateway area is served by that as well, and one of the big winners. So the future looks bright for transportation, but right now we struggle to move forward. This is a good step forward. Thank you, Vice Mayor.
Okay, and as we move forward with action on this item, we need to split it out into two segments, east of Mesa Drive and west of Mesa Drive, so that the mayor can participate, because he has conflicting interests on the east side of Mesa Drive. Councilman Richards.
As such, I make a motion to approve the station locations for the light rail extension to be east of Alma School Road, east of Country Club Drive, and east of Center Street.
And east of Center, so that's everything west of Mesa Drive. Do I have a second? Okay. I look over here. Very good. We have a motion by Councilmember Richens and a second by Councilmember Summers.
Vice Mayor.
Yes.
If this is the motion, remember this motion needs to also include the traffic configuration and the funding commitment. Those are all part of this resolution.
Okay.
If that's what the mayor's going to vote on, which is what it sounded like this was set up to be, then that would include those.
I really messed things up, didn't I?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. No. Yeah. So if we're trying to separate the conflict, then we can do that in the second motion. But the first motion needs to include everything that Councilmember Richens mentioned. In addition, there's, if you notice, you would go to that first slide.
Got it.
Those other two items.
Well, if we read directly off the agenda and just split it east and west.
There you go.
Okay.
I just don't want to forget the other two items. That's what I was trying to.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the resolution. And so we would, in addition to the original motion, add the
traffic configurations for the section between Sycamore and Country Club, being two through travel lanes in each direction with protected left-hand turn pockets and a bike lane, with the traffic configuration for Country Club Drive to east of Mesa Drive, one travel lane in each direction with the protected left turn pockets and on-street parking. Is that right? And then that the Mesa City Council commits to fund operations of the light rail extension east of Sycamore. Do you want to break out the traffic configuration at all?
I just need to explain. So this motion concerns only those items west of Mesa Drive then?
That's what I heard.
Yes. Okay. I needed.
I can craft the part east of me. I'll motion that.
Mayor, what I'm hearing from you is you'd prefer that all the issues be separated east to west.
Wherever I best can deal with the conflict.
That's fine. That would probably be the clearest.
I think that would be best. Just all the issues west of Mesa Drive, and I failed to adequately explain. My conflict exists east of Mesa Drive, not west of Mesa Drive. So I apologize.
Because
I have ownership in some land in the area. And so that's why in that green area that Mr. Grote was talking about that could be potential, I own ownership in some land in there. So I have, that's my conflict right there. So this motion, which we're going to now split, involves areas to the west of Mesa Drive. Okay, so then I can participate in this vote. The next vote I will not participate in. Okay?
And so your motion involves all items west of Mesa Drive that were presented by staff recommendations?
Yeah, with station locations east of Alma School, east of Country Club.
And our second is agreeable?
Yes.
All right, any further discussion? All in favor, please vote. And that is a 7 in the affirmative. And so with that, we will move on to the next portion of a motion for item 9K.
And I move that the Mesa City Council adopt the station location east of Mesa Drive and the traffic configuration of one travel lane in each direction with protected left turn pockets and on-street parking east of Mesa Drive. And should we include the track storage piece as shown in this thing? Does that matter? Or is that still up to some discussion? Okay, and funding the operations of light rail east of Mesa Drive as well.
Okay, and we have a second by Councilmember Summers. So we have all the issues covered that we need to. Any further discussion? All in favor, please vote.
Are we sure this is keeping the mayor out of jail, right?
No, it's not.
Did we want to split this? Wait a minute.
Okay, everybody go ahead and vote. All right, we have 6 ayes with one with the mayor abstaining, and it passes.
Thank you, Vice Mayor, and I promise never, ever again in my term to be this troublesome. You don't believe that? Okay. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda are items from citizens present. We have 2 requests to speak. And, Randy, you want to speak together or separately?
Together.
Okay. We have Mr. Ren Waters and Mr. Everett Worthington who have requested to speak. And, gentlemen, if you want to present yourself and tell us what's going on.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My name is Everett Worthington, and I'm the CEO of Front Office Staff, and we are new here to the Mesa area. Real quick on the address, 1 McDonald Center. Front Office Staff is an answering service franchise, and we're the first in the nation to have franchised the answering service business. And we've come to downtown Mesa to open up our franchise headquarters for the United States. One quick item I wanted to bring up, and it was kind of unusual, an event that happened yesterday, and so this will tie in a little bit as to why we're here in Mesa. Going through a walk through town, walking to one of the parks, I stumbled upon the Cubs minor league team out there training, and happened to have had an opportunity to talk to the general manager that runs the entire minor league organization. And here are some of the thoughts that came from him after he explained the entire minor league process to me and how great the city of Mesa was as a partner for him, his players, and the Cubs organization. He also invited me to follow up with him at any time if I had any ideas that could be a positive impact to the city of Mesa. He'd like to participate and help me with those projects. So for us, deciding to move our operations here, it just confirmed what a great place this would be. Also, real quick about front office staff and what we do. As a live answering service, we support small businesses in the community. And how we would help the community is we're a local organization. We hire locally, and we spend our dollars locally. One big thing that I'd like to do is I'd like to spend some time and meet each of you, council members and the mayor, so we can discuss how we can help you and the community as an organization. But I'd like to also give the rest of my time to my friend and colleague, Ren Waters, who's also our front office staff, regional developer for the great state of Arizona, and also a Mesa resident.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, Vice Mayor, honorable council members, and most beautiful and innocent bystanders today, interested parties. Thanks for the time. We just wanted to spend a minute and introduce ourselves, what we're doing in the community. My name's Ren Waters. I live at 1044 North Nassau in Mesa. I'm also known as an expert in the arena of franchising, franchise operations, franchise services, and development of franchising. And as such, I'm approached between 100 and 150 times a year to look at and engineer franchise systems nationwide. Every once in a while in the course of business, I run on a franchise that is so extraordinary and so community benefiting that I involve my own money and my own time in, such as the case with front office staff. Because of the interest in front office staff and employing locally, spending their money locally, contributing to the community, and the well-being of entrepreneurs in the community, front office staff totally thrilled me. They support, they improve entrepreneurs, they encourage them to grow, and thus encourage the community to grow economically as well as employment-wise. And we're thrilled to be associated with front office staff. My company and I have acquired the rights to Arizona to promote and grow front office staff. We've also acquired the rights to grow nationally, but our first office of front office staff that's franchised will be right here in Mesa, One McDonald Center, and there are many more to come. We would like to meet with you each individually and see how we could improve or assist you in your community efforts, Mesa community efforts, for reemployment and increased employment through our services. We'd also like to announce the opening, grand opening, of our first office, which will be July 1st in our One McDonald Center building, Suite 501, and please look for an invitation to that. If we can help you in any fashion, or if we can be a good part of the community, which we direly want to do, please feel free to contact us. Otherwise, we'll contact you individually and see how we can help. Thanks very much for your time, and please look forward to an invite to our grand opening. Thank you.
Thank you, Ren. Everett, thank you so very much for being here. And thanks and congratulations and for being part of downtown, too. Really appreciate it. In all the mass confusion that I created in the meeting with my bifurcation there, I skipped over an agenda item, item 9-0, which is supporting the placement of a ballot measure before the qualified electors of Mesa to construct and maintain a city-owned stadium, training and administration facility for Cactus League spring training. The action this night does not formally call the election, but it is in conjunction with an action we took announced last Thursday related to financing for a spring training facility. We've always said it's always been part of the plan and it's required, so I guess that's why it's always part of the plan, that the citizens of Mesa would have a say as is required under the charter. Section 613 in November. With this this resolution supporting that, we are giving formal notice that this council is on record as saying that we will move forward, we are committed to moving forward, and we are committed to removing the uncertainty that we believe existed before the council committed the city of Mesa and to a program plan which we believe will be successful in retaining spring training and specifically the Chicago Cubs in Mesa. So that's the purpose for item 9-0. Mr. Brady, is there anything else to add?
No, Mayor, I think you touched it all. Thank you. And we'll be bringing this item for the formal call in the one of the meetings in July. That'll be the date that we'll have to call that for the November Linda, when would be the specific date of the election? November? Do you have that off the top of your head? November 2nd.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion by Vice Mayor Jones, a second by Council Member Summers. Is there any discussion, questions, or comments? Okay. Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. Item 9-0 is approved, and the resolution is adopted supporting the placement of a ballot measure in November.
I move for adjournment.
We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, a second from Council Member Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate it. Scouts, that was exciting, wasn't it? You got two merit badges. Come on. Thank you.